baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Did you just hear the scripture saying he will baptize you with the fire? Come on, I'm talking to men and women of God here. Did you just hear the Bible say fire? Now I want to shout fire.
Fire.
Now I want to shout again, say fire.
Fire.
Now what comes in your mind when you hear the word fire? Now most people do not distinguish this fire from other fires mentioned in the scripture. There are three types of fire in the Bible. And both much as they serve the same purpose, but they operate in different functionalities. They do not serve the same purpose. Most people, when they hear the word fire, they have got a spectacular event, something spectacular, something to watch. Today, I'm going to give you this teaching in details, and it's going to help you operate in these three fires of God. I spoke in passing to some of you in one of the online trainings, and the Lord told me not to speak them in passing, but in details, and teach you to understand these fires. Somebody says, so help me God. As a leader, a steward, you need to understand by now the importance of fire in your life. Fire is very critical, and it is a must to operate in the divine fire. If a prophet of God by the name John spoke that he who was coming, which is Jesus, will not only baptize you with Holy Spirit, but he will also baptize you with the fire. Sad to know that most people are only operating in the Holy Spirit, but not in the baptism of fire. The first type of fire that I want you to understand, it is what we call the charcoal fire. Somebody say the charcoal fire. Say it again. Say the charcoal fire. This type of burning charcoal kind of fire, when this fire comes upon you, it works on emotives. This fire works on a purpose. This fire works on sanctification, purification. It is a refinery. There are so many people here who God has not yet begun with you. He has showed you the way, but he has not begun with you because you are not yet refined. In the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 6, from verse 6.
Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hands a live coal, which he had taken with a tongue from the altar.
So the scripture says in NIV, let's find an NIV. It says,
Then one of the seraphim flew to me with a live coal in his hand, which he had taken from the tongues from the altar.
So the scripture speaks here of the tongues on the altar. That in heaven, on God's altar, they are charcoals, coals, burning charcoals. And this is not just symbolic. It has got a function in the spirit. This is where they use this charcoal. When you are called by God and you are given a task and a mission, sometimes as you serve God, your purpose is wrong. Sometimes your motive is for you. As you serve God, you begin to forget that this is not your work. It is God's work. Pride may start coming in. Some strange actions and behaviors may come in. Compromise may come in. In heaven, in the spirit realm, in heaven, this was symbolic. There is a tongues of fire. There is an altar where heaven dispatches charcoals. And when they release them on you, you feel bent. And this could be an act of a moment that you are facing and passing through. This charcoal may appear as a problem in life, as a challenge. Look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, fire is not good when put on your skin. So imagine the moment when in your life you are facing a burning. And some of you, the challenges you are facing, whether it be financial, whether it be ministerial, whether it be marital, some of the things you are facing could be a fire. Tell your neighbor, discern the moments when charcoals of fire are burning. Come on, tell your neighbor again, say, discern the moments when charcoals of fire are burning. Some of the things are a refinery. Now, we're going to read some scriptures here. In 1 Peter 1, verse 7.
That the genuineness of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire.
Tested by what?
By fire.
What is tested by fire? Genuineness of your faith. Is your faith genuine? Go back in the scripture. Is your faith genuine? All right? Being much more precious than gold that perishes, though it is tested by fire. So each one of you here, you must understand that the first fire you need in life, it is the fire that can refine your faith. A fire that can purify your actions, purify your motives. And this fire appears like a charcoal, a burning charcoal. Tell your neighbor, neighbor, don't just look for the fire for warfare. You need a fire that can refine your motives, that can refine your faith. Is your neighbor hearing you? Now, you see most neighbors there, they don't want any kind of fire apart from the fire that can burn their enemies. Say, neighbor. Now, the first fire you need is the fire that can make you. Now, let's go to the scripture. We have to look for another verse. Let's go to the book of Zechariah 13, verse 9.
I will bring the one third through the fire. I will refine them as silver is refined, and test them as gold is tested. They will go on my name, and I will answer them. I will say, this is my people. And each one will say, the Lord is my God.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor,
neighbor,
there is a fire
that can refine you.
The Bible says when this fire comes, what happens is you are tested, you are refined. And most of you don't want this fire. Most of you do not want this fire. The Bible says when you are tried in this fire, when you are tested in this fire, it says God will say, yes, this is my people. And they will say, this is my God. And when they pray, God will what? Will answer. So, some challenges you are facing right now in your ministry, it is a fire. Tell your neighbor,
neighbor,
be discerning. When God is making you, some of what you're passing through, you are being made into ministry. So there are people who do not understand the charcoals of heaven. And these fires come from the throne. Are you here? Imagine where you are. Actually, right now, you are facing a situation where you don't even know what to do next. It's a refinery. This is the type of fire. You say, God, if what I'm passing through is a refinery, help my faith. Oh, come on. Say these words with me. Say, Father, if what I'm passing through is a refinery, help my faith. Because I promise you, it won't come out. I promise you, if you are not careful, God will not remove it until you are refined. So if your motive is so personal and selfish, God will say, I will not take you out of poverty. Because the moment you have money, your motives are wrong. So God will use that situation until you are what? Refined. Say, Father, purify me. The way you are talking, it's like you're already pure. Say, Father, purify me. There are people who say, God, I want you to use me. And God is quiet. He has given them a mandate. He has called them. But God, then he looks at how you treat people. And God says, the way this one treats people, if the church will grow, this one will have a big problem. Some things you are facing, they are a fire. Now, when an angel appeared and looked at Isaiah, the Bible says he touched his lips with the fire. And when the fire came on his lips, that's only when the angel said, who can we send? Without fire, Isaiah was not a prophet. Oh, come on, I'm talking to somebody right here. Without what? Isaiah was not a prophet. I know when fires are burning around me. And I know what each charcoal represents. Sometimes it's a prophetic awakening that you are relaxing, that you are compromising. Tell your neighbor, discern when the fire is burning. Now, so we have people right now who are actually on the same location instead of moving forward. Do you know why? They are not hearing the fire. Because the moment the fire bent his lips, Deborah, are you bent? Some of you are resisting the fire. The fire is not even burning you. God said, until your fire, until your lips are bent, then I'll send you on a mission. Where was Isaiah that time? In the vision. Where was he? He was in the temple. But his lips were not what? Bent. There are people that in the church, they are already serving in ministry, but they are not yet what? Bent. Until you are bent. Fire must bring conviction. Fire, it's not just when I'm on fire. No. Fire must take you on your knees. I'm talking to somebody right here. Somebody say, I need this fire.
I need this fire.
Don't run away from it. You will not be made. You look at all the men of God in the Bible, they all passed through the fire. Look at the life of Elijah. Look at Elijah. A whole prophet hiding in a cave. Only to find out years later that in fact all that woman Jezebel could be killed with his spiritual son. And it's his spiritual son who killed him. The anointing of Elijah was too much. But he was hiding from such. Because God wanted him to go through what?
Fire.
The fire. The whole character of Elijah was made through the fire. It was the time when he was running away that he understood, I need to impart this anointing to others. If he did not go through the fire, he could have left without imparting the anointing. It was personal, not the kingdom. The fire taught him to understand, this is not about me. It is about what? The kingdom. Look what you know, it's not about you. It's about the kingdom. So we have people until today who do not understand. We have got leaders until today who actually think it's theirs. They become personal. They don't want others to grow. They are so personal. As long as you still have that spirit, the fire will never stop burning. That fire is not meant to destroy you. That fire is meant to make you. Look at King David. See what he went through. Do you understand? Look at King David. See what he went through. Hiding in the desert. And yet he had oil on his head. That was not to destroy him. It was there to do what? To make him. To purify his intents of his heart. It is what put him on his knees. It's what made him to fast. Tell your neighbor. When I check in the spirit, in fact, you don't have a problem. You are just passing through the refinery process. I have gone through it, and I go through it. Whenever there is a burning, respond. Ask yourself a question. Where have I compromised? Ask yourself a question. Where must I improve? When you begin to respond to such fires, God will respond. You'll be so shocked the fire is out and you're on top. If you clap the hands, you have received it. Not now, the first time. So when we are praying today, we are not just praying to, I want to carry the fire of God. No. You need to understand, why am I burning? Tell your neighbor, why am I burning? What is your neighbor saying? Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, check properly your habits, your character, your intentions, your motives. They must be refined. Okay, let me just give you one more verse on this one. Then we move to another one. Say, fire. Yeah, don't just say, fire, fire, fire. You demon, fire, fire. No, it must burn you first. It must what? The fire must burn you first. Before Elijah went on a mountain and he said, if I be a prophet, let fire come. He was burnt first in the house of a widow. He was burnt first in that brook hiding there. When the fire convicted him, when the fire burnt him, he is now able to carry the other fire we'll talk about. Now let's go to another scripture. Now let's go to Isaiah 48 verse 10.
Behold, I have refined you, but not as silver. I have tested you in the furnace of affliction.
Did you hear the type of fire?
Affliction.
Of affliction. Do you know affliction? It is suffering, torture, problems. Those are affliction. The Bible says, what I used on you, it was a fire of affliction. Do you think how I used to think 5 years ago, I'm thinking in the same way? The affliction has refined me. Do you think I was thinking 10 years ago, I'm thinking in the same way? No. The affliction, God will allow some problems to befall you. My God, I'm talking to somebody right here. I'm totally a different man. My friend, do not play around with a woman or a man who has been in affliction. Hallelujah. Their thinking is not the same. Yes. Am I talking to somebody right here?
Yes.
Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, don't play around with me. I have been through afflictions. A woman who has gone through affliction, a man who has gone through affliction, does not think the same. There are no problems. Wouldn't you wonder why Jesus had to go through the pain in order to become the Son of God for the whole, in order to save the whole world? He had to go through the affliction. In the spirit, there's only one process. You must be tested. Because there are so many who are fake. Give a neighbor a high five. Say, receive your deliverance. Now tell them, say, this deliverance, neighbor, you will deliver yourself. Just work on some areas. This fire is essential as it removes impurities. God's fire can burn away impurities, imperfections, and sin, leaving us more refined and ready for his purpose. This fire can refine character. Not only that, but also how genuine we are. God has sent so many people on the battlefield, but they all disappointed him. So he has a new formula. Before you go to the battlefield, he tests you first. King Saul was sent with a test. He was just called like this, you're a king, and he became a king. And he failed miserably. And God said, not with David, I will test you first. I'm talking to somebody, right?
Yes.
King Saul what? Failed. How? Why? He was not tested. There was no charcoal. This man was just picked as he was looking for donkeys. A prophet said, you, has God not anointed you? The next thing, the man was a king. And he failed miserably. And God said, the next king, I will make sure he's tested. His own parents, David, refused him, rejected him. David woke up in the morning, broke. And he began to take care of the sheep in the bush. The man, he had to meet lions. The man had to meet bears. Not only that, his own brothers looked him down and said, "What do you think you are?" As if it's not enough, the king began to hunt him. He survived spears. He survived the relatives of Goliath. Everybody was after him because God said, "My friend, I will not put you on that position again the way I did with Saul. Because when I put him with the trials and problems, he's messing up. I will make sure the fire has tested you and has purified you." So how David was thinking was different. Imagine that a man who is being hunted by King Saul, he finds King Saul sleeping. In the course of King Saul hunting him, then he gets tired and sleeps. And David goes there and he has got an opportunity to kill him. But he says, I can't kill him because he is what? Anointed. It is written, touch not. Do you know why he had that character? The fires he was going through. If he was not going through the fires, that was his opportunity to touch the anointed. Tell your neighbor, it is the fire that is making you. Some of you here, by now, you could have left this ministry. But what has kept you? Finish yourself. Number two. Say number two. My God. Say the burning fire. Or the flame of fire. Fire is in types. A charcoal is also a fire. True or false? A flame of fire is also fire. True or false? The flame of fire, it is different from the charcoal. Because it is something visible. If there is a flame of fire over there, I will be able to see it. So this flame of fire, when a person has got a flame of fire, it means the person is burning. And this is seen through the activeness, how active they are in prayer, in fasting, in ministry. When you have got a woman who is on fire or a man that is burning with the fire, people will say that man is on fire. It's not something that it will be hidden. You will see there is a zeal, there is a passion in that person. That zeal, that passion, it is what we call the flaming fire. Am I talking to you? You find them, they're always ta-ta-ta-ra-baka-tu-shea-rika-pa-ta-ra-ba-ba-ba. You know, if they don't pray that day, they feel like something is wrong. They feel like I need to go and pray. What will push you? It is the flaming fire. When the flaming fire lands on you, you are pushed to pray. You are pushed to fast. You are pushed. There is a pushing momentum. Somebody say, I want to burn. The way you're talking, it is not serious. Somebody say, I want to flame. Now, it's so possible to be flaming without charcoal. So you see somebody on fire, but character zero. Motives zero. So it's not important to only have one type of fire. As you have the flaming fire, things are moving well. You are an intercessor, or you are in prayer, or you are in ministry. Every Sunday you are in church. Hallelujah. God is using you. You're on fire, but also the burning fire must be shaping your character. Raise your right hand and say, so help me, God. So this second of fire, it is what makes a person. And it is also possible to have the burning charcoal of fire and not what? The flaming fire. So you see a person, character is okay, his behavior okay, but prayer, zero. Fasting, zero. Passion for God, zero. The zeal for ministry, zero. Because the person is lacking the flaming fire. I need the charcoal. And I need what? The flame. How many people here? Trust you me. Some of you here, you're on fire. You want to be in ministry. You love. You want to be in ministry. You want to watch. That is the fire. What has made you to come to Malawi? It is the fire. But I don't know how high it is flaming. But there is a flame somewhere. Am I talking to you? That's why I breathe on you. Do you know when you breathe on a person, what happens? When you breathe on a fire, do you know what happens? Can I breathe on you? Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. You need to understand what makes you to love God, to love the Bible, to love, the Bible, to love, the Bible, to to understand the scriptures, it is what? Let's go into the scripture. Let's read the book of John 20, verse 22. What does it say?
And when he had said this,
this is Jesus,
he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained.
Wait. Jesus looks, he looks at his disciples and breathed on them. You know why? Because John said he's coming to baptize you with the Holy Ghost. So when Jesus was looking at them, he was seeing them as flaming what? Fire. Then he breathed on them to burn them all. And he said, receive the Holy Ghost. But the next scripture, in the next verse so powerful, he said, if you forgive people, they'll be forgiven. Yeah. Some say, I want to burn. I want to flame. That zeal that would happened to you before, that you would always want to be part of the stewards, you want to be a steward, that was a fire. I'm worried it's going down. I'm worried. And you come and tell me, you say, oh, is it because of my pastor? Oh, it's because of how people are treating me. That's what the devil is trying to do. He's trying to remove that fire that is burning. As I'm talking now, because of what you've been going through at your branch or in your branches, your burning fire is no longer burning like before. You need help today. I'm telling you, you need help today because something is trying to put off your fire. This fire is not just spectacular. It is from the altar. This fire didn't just come from your heart. This fire came from heaven. Tell your neighbor, be careful. You may lose a divine gift from above. In Romans 12 verse 11, what does the scripture say?
Not raging, not ledging in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord.
NIV. Hey, everybody, let's read together. One, two, three, go read.
Never be lacking in zeal.
Stop there. Stop there. Tell your neighbor, how is your zeal so far? Trust me, I have got pastors. Listen to me. I've got pastors who are going to church, but they, no longer they have a zeal. The zeal finished. And trust me, it's not a zeal. It's the fire. I have got Issachar that their passion for prayer, the way they used to have before, is no longer there. Do you know what went down? The fire. I have got Levites who are no longer committed like before. Do you know what went down? The fire. I have got a tribe of Simeon. They are no longer interested like before. Do you know what went down? The fire. I have stewards who are no longer committed. And trust me, they'll give you a reason why. We're putting their hands in their pocket. It's a lot. I'm passing through a lot. And some of them, what is bringing them down? It is the fire of charcoal that God allowed to test them, to check how genuine they are. And they use that as a block. And as I'm speaking to you, the other fire is going down because of the other fire. My prayer that you do not fail. My prayer is that when you go to heaven, whether the Lord will call you through death or through rapture, but I want you, when you arrive in heaven, you should hear a song, well done. You should be walked out by angels. We are not saving God because we're just saving him. But we are saving him because we know at the end of it all, there is a crown. I pray in the name of Jesus that this remains in your heart. That I'm saving not because I want to be seen. I'm saving not because people should clap hands for me. I am saving because at the end of it all, I should receive a crown. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, phlegm. Come on, look at them properly. Say, neighbor, phlegm. The Bible says, not lacking in zeal. Look at the scripture. It says, not lacking in zeal. Continue. But what?
Never be lacking in zeal. But keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord.
Huh? In a Good News Translation,
work hard and do not be lazy. Serve the Lord with a heart full of devotion.
What is that devotion? What is that commitment? The devil sent one woman in your branch to mess up your fire. As I'm speaking right now, your fire is quenched. As I'm speaking right now, your fire is down. Never allow any human being, never allow financial problems to remove your fire. Somebody say, I am a flame. Are you hearing me? When you have a flame of fire, what happens is, even if you make a decision to say, you know what, I'm giving up, I promise you, you are joking. This fire will begin to burn even in your bones. You say, I have stopped. I will never go there again. In the morning, you'll find yourself going there. It says what? When Jeremiah was giving up because of problems, when he said, I can't take it anymore. Like who? When Jeremiah woke up in the morning, when he saw what he was passing through, how difficult the ministry was, he said, what? I can't take it anymore. So I am giving up. But guess what happened? A flame reacted. Somebody said, I need a flame. Let's read together. Why do they go read?
Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak anymore in his name.
Wow, wow. What did he say?
But his word was in my heart.
No. What did Jeremiah say?
I will not speak of his name again.
He was fed up.
Yes.
The same Jeremiah we are preaching about. Who do you think you are? If Jeremiah in the Bible, the prophet Jeremiah said, you know what? I'm tired. I'm done. You know what? I'm done. I don't know which branch he was operating from. Which branch was he? Or which home cell? He said, I cannot take it. As he said that, God didn't come from heaven. No. There was no preacher that came to preach to him. There is no intercessor that interceded for him. The fire in him. Read the scripture.
But his word was in my heart like a burning fire shut up in my bones.
My God.
I was weary and holding it back, and I could not.
He could not what?
Hold it back.
He couldn't hold it back. He found himself karabahatarabata. This fire is what makes women. It's what makes men. Even if you don't want to pray anymore, it is what will wake you up at night. This is the kind of fire that will say you are fasting tomorrow. This is the kind of fire that will say you're going to preach. Somebody say, I need a flame. If you are no longer having that zeal and passion, trust you me, you are at a very serious risk. There is no burning fire on you. Because most of you, the fire, when we talk about the fire, all you think is to burn witches. When the Bible says he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and the fire, they meant the burning one, the charcoal that will convict you, the charcoal that will speak to you, the charcoal that will work on your motives. It also meant the zeal, the passion, the empowerment that will lead you into fast. This is what most of you are lacking. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible says, as they were all praying, now look at this. The disciples of Jesus, when Jesus was crucified, they were all scared. So they took each other, went in a room, and locked it. They were so scared as they didn't know who is next. Hello? Now, when they were in a room, locked up, the Bible says, suddenly, something appeared like fire and it sat upon them. Oh my God. Something like what? Like what? Come on, I want to hear you speak louder. What appeared upon them? Something like what? And it sat upon them. And the Bible says immediately, these men were scared to preach. These men were scared. They were in a room. But when it came upon them, the Bible says immediately, they all walked out of that room, speaking in tongues, speaking in tongues. What makes you keep on speaking in tongues? It is the fire. What makes you keep on praying? It is what? And the Bible says they now went into the gathering where all the Jews were who killed Jesus and made a ceremony there. Imagine these men have gathered who killed Jesus. They are in one location, and Peter stood up in front of them and began to preach to them without fear. What gave him boldness of evangelism? What gave boldness of preaching? What gave him ministry? Somebody say fire! And the Bible says on that single day, 5,000 people received Jesus. These are people who are shouting, crucify him, crucify him. When Peter began to preach with the fire, imagine your branch having 5,000 members in a day. Because the preacher carries what?
Fire.
Somebody said, I need this fire. It's a fire that will make you pray, fast, give. There are people who are giving because they're on fire. Tell your neighbor, neighbor.
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 Neighbor. Neighbor.
This fire is not just for someone to watch. No. Say it brings passion.
It brings zeal.
Compassion. It brings boldness.
It brings prayer.
And it brings fasting. Even if you tell yourself, I will no longer fast. This is fire. The Bible says it becomes like fire burning in your bones. If you're no longer feeding it, your life is at a risk. We want to fix it today. And this is the fire which the Bible speaks in the book of Leviticus, chapter 6, verse 12 to 13. It says, keep this fire burning on the altar.
And the fire on the altar shall be kept burning on
it. That? It must be kept to how?
Burning on it.
Exactly. Just stop there. This type of fire, it must keep on burning. How many are saying there was a compromise on my fire? I want to catch the petrol one. There's going to be a nuclear power today. You'll be shocked. When you go back home now, you'll be shocked. Your passion is coming back. Your prayer is coming back. Your fasting is coming back. Sit down. Lastly, let me finish this and then we're going to prayer. The Bible says, are you here? It's a Samson. Are you here, right? He caught animals and he put fire on their tails and they released them. And the Bible says, wherever they were going, and it says, and they were monkeys. It says, wherever they were going, they were setting what? You are more than a monkey. Somebody shout, I will set fire wherever I go. The last fire, it is known as the consuming fire or fire of warfare. This one, are you? This one, you know it. Are you not shocked? Whenever you say fire, demons of fire, they don't get bent. Because God is shocked. If the fire I'm giving you is not burning you, how would you burn others with the fire? Ask your neighbor. So this is fire on the best demons, eh? It doesn't burn your motives. Maybe before we deal much on the consuming fire, let me give you last verse on the other one. Isaiah 66 verse 12.
For thus says the Lord, behold, I will extend peace to her like a river, and the glory of the Gentiles like a flowing stream. Then you shall feed. On her side shall you be carried, on her sandals, on her dandled, on her knees.
I want you to see something here. He says, there are certain things that I want to tell you. They will never happen in your life until, because God is after your heart. Hello? God is not after your ambitions. Mentors do not go to ambitions. Mentors go to submissions. The whole Bible, people who got the mantles from their fathers, it's not because they had an ambition to say, I want to have a big church or I want to have a nice car. Those are ambitions. Mantles come where right motives are. Now let's talk about the consuming fire. Say consuming fire. Say it again. Say consuming fire. This is for warfare. Okay? This is for what?
Warfare.
This is what most of you always think about. When we talk of fire, you think the fire that can burn people, that can do what? But trust you me, it does not work with people who do not know the other two fires. This is why you have been using it and all your enemies are healthy and sound. Let me give you a few scriptures because of time. This fire, in Leviticus 10 verse 2, what does the Bible say?
So fire went out from the Lord and devoured them, and they died before the Lord.
Did you hear that? What killed them?
Fire. It devoured them before the Lord.
This fire represents not what you think in your mind, like fire, fire. No, 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 no. It represents the divine judgment of God. Because the Bible says God will judge with the fire. And the Bible speaks of God as a consuming fire. There are things that must be judged, not because they hate you. I'm trying to talk to somebody right here. In Hebrews 12 verse 29, it says, for God is a consuming fire.
For our God is a consuming fire.
Now, listen to me. Now, I have an issue. Somebody is fighting me. Or something is attacking me. And I'm praying against it with the fire. Yet, if I can sit down properly and tell you, maybe you're actually praying because it is attacking you and you want to be caught with the fire of God. That fire of God does not defend people's ambitions. Only this fire can bring judgment only when you are standing and saying, God, I'm surrounded. Your child is surrounded. I want to do this for your kingdom. This is trying to stop me from doing your work. Now judge it with the fire. Then judgment can be there with the fire. But the problem is, it is to do with you. I'm not happy. You will see. That's witchcraft. Do you know there are people practicing witchcraft in church without knowing it's witchcraft? There are people in church practicing witchcraft without knowing it's witchcraft. When you just speak something wrong, they go into prayer for you. Die. Die. They are not dying. Tell your neighbor, say, neighbor, God will not release the fire for warfare to protect your interest. It is for his kingdom interest. So when we say fire, when you will never lightly hear me, you're not going to hear me just mentioning fire. No. Because I know that this fire, it is for righteous judgment. There must be a purpose. If I feel like there's an enemy stopping me from having finances that I must use for the kingdom, I will tell that enemy fire, because he's trying to attack God's agenda. Not because I am broke and people are laughing at me. I also want to have a car to show them who I am. No. If those are your motives, even if you say fire, there'll be no fire. That's why the first fire must be charcoal. It must burn your motives. Why do you want a miracle? Why do you want protection? Why do you want God to fight for you? There is a purpose. I must live and not die because I want to serve God. You have a purpose. If there is a purpose now, when you say fire, the fire will be released. Elijah could not call for fire until the charcoal burnt him. When he went through the process, when he came out, and they said, we are looking for you. He said, if I be a man of God, may fire consume you. The Bible says, and fire came from heaven and consumed them. Do you know why? Because now he knows the purpose. Now he knows the mission. If you have a neighbor next, you say, neighbor, the consuming fire is only released when your motives, your purpose is aligned with the kingdom purpose. It's not just because you are tired. Oh, they are talking. They are gossiping about me. Tonight I'm going to pray. They'll catch fire. Shut up. Do you not fire yourself? Hey, how can they? Hey, tonight, at night, when everybody is sleeping, you wake up at night. Father, now I command fire to bend them. Fire, may they die. Fire. That is witchcraft. Only that you are doing it in church. If you were given an opportunity to use roots, you could have done it. fire is released to protect God's work, to announce God's judgment. Am I talking to you? So if I feel attacked, there is somebody who's trying, and I look at this, why is this person doing it? Then I check the motive is to stop the work of God I'm doing. I promise you, when I set fire on that person, fire will be released. Because I know I'm not fighting my battle. Am I talking to you? I know it's not about me. He's trying to stop the work of God. But if it's all about me, I and myself, you will see nothing. If I sense my finances are down and I'm failing to serve God properly because I have got no money, when I go in my room and say in the name of Jesus, every spirit responsible of my lack, every spirit responsible of my delay, catch fire. It will really catch fire because it is not about me. It is about the kingdom.